C. Social dimensions. As for the social dimension, contentious issues are still in place. Geopolitics in this field is perhaps more changed than in others. Maybe the clearest sign of a global change in this regard occurred during the 46th CPD session in 2013, where the theme focused on new trends in migration, demographic aspects. Usually, under the traditional geopolitical map, northern countries were allied with the progressive feminist advocates. They were always willing to push for ambitious language on women's human rights. However, for the first time in 2013, developed countries refused to include strong language on human rights to guarantee migrant populations access to services. That is, it was seen in that session that as long as commitments in a global instrument were all rhetorical or did not affect their policies, northern countries have no problem with an alliance with the feminist agenda. However, when it comes to change in any respect to their own policies and framework, the North presents the same resistances as the South, but in a more perverse way, because they have the economic power to put pressure on southern countries to follow their lead. It is evident that in the case of this substantive issue, the challenge was to guarantee the human rights of southern migrant people, women and men. Note reference 9. WHOSC situation takes them to the North. Developed countries wanted a general reference to the recognition that all persons have human rights, but not the recognition that the states need to guarantee the fulfillment of those rights independently of their geographical condition. Portability of rights: a person is bearer of their own human rights regardless of the place they are in was the most fought battle that year, and, to the surprise of the feminist advocates, the North stopped being an ally then. Developing countries carried the more progressive voice, and they fought the fight with dignity. From then on, this geopolitical setting would be more and more evident. In the post-2105 and in FFD, developed countries used the gender equality agenda in a utilitarian manner as a bargaining chip with the advocates expecting the support. Page 16. Of the feminist movement with no regard to the economic and environmental pillar or with the private sector presenting gender equality as a way to improve business profitability. Southern countries, especially developing countries, thus, have become the greatest ally for the feminist advocates, but then that is only true as long as developed countries refrain from buying their positions with immediate but temporary relief to their economic or environmental crises. Evidently, the same resistances against women's human rights from usual countries in the South were met as well, so it was central to devise a mapping of northern and southern allies and address them with different messages. It is clear that the feminist movement is expecting ambitious outcomes in every pillar and in every document, and this is why 2015 has become the most complex scenario of recent years. Differentiated messages were needed to address developed and developing countries if an advocacy strategy was to be effective in 2015 and subsequently in 2016. This is true for the challenges that will be met in 2016, and therefore a comprehensive thematic and geopolitical mapping is required to reinforce advocacy activities. Page 17.